Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual.
Rodriguez. Confirmations expected today. The country has reached its legal borrowing limit. Correspondent Scott McFarland says a showdown on Capitol Hill looms.
Later today, the Treasury Department is expected to announce it's taking extraordinary measures to prevent America from defaulting on its debt. Those include shifting money between government accounts. The Treasury will also temporarily hold off payments to some federal employee retirement plans and health funds for retired postal workers to give Congress a few more months to raise the debt ceiling.
All of that could impact Social Security, 401ks, and tax refunds. President Biden visits weather-weary Northern California today. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre.
Later today, the
president will meet with first responders, state and local officials, and communities impacted by the devastation, survey recovery efforts, and assess what additional federal support is needed.
The newest storm system is moving from Colorado now toward the East Coast. Denver is digging out a foot of snow after its biggest January storm in more than 30 years. Southwest passengers could be encountering new problems. Pilots may walk off their jobs in the spring.
A possible strike vote would not be held until May 1st and wouldn't be counted until the end of that month. It comes after the airline's holiday travel meltdown that left tens of thousands stranded at a critical time. A strike authorization would be the first in Southwest history. The union has been negotiating for a new contract for 3 years. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Two paramedics who strapped a struggling man down before he suffocated are due in court in Springfield, Illinois today to face first-degree murder charges. Earl Moore Jr., sister and mother.
They need to go to jail.
Yes.
Now they need to go to prison.
They need to pay for what they did.
Moore's death was captured on police body cam video. His family says he was a hardworking man who'd battled alcohol addiction. It's a nerve-wracking morning for Alec Baldwin. A Santa Fe, New Mexico district attorney is expected to announce whether charges will be brought in a deadly shooting on the set of his movie Rust. Baldwin was holding the gun that went off, killing the cinematographer and wounding the director. He claims it wasn't his fault. A British actor is missing.
He doesn't love you, but I love you.
Search and rescue crews had been looking for Julian Sands, who starred in A Room with a View, Arachnophobia, and Leaving Las Vegas. But they suspended their search because of dangerous conditions and avalanche risks created by last week's storms. Sands was last seen 6 days ago hiking on Southern California's Mount Baldy Mountain. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Getting around is tricky today thanks to a winter storm dropping wet, heavy snow on Wisconsin. There could be anywhere from 4 to up to 9 inches on the ground once it's all over. Many schools in central and northern Wisconsin in particular are closed or switching to virtual learning. Road crews are asking people not to drive today if they don't have to. Hy-Vee is recalling pot roast dinners. The labels don't have all the ingredients on them, so they're worried there may be something in them that could hurt people with allergies. The meals were all made between December 26th and Tuesday. There's more detailed information on Hy-Vee's website. If you have one of the recalled meals, you can take it back. In sports, Marquette beat Providence last night 83-75. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show.
At 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, Connor. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, got to be doing well. Shouldn't say for everybody, because there are probably some people crying right now that this is not snow. I'm not one of them. So, you know, it's... looks like Waukesha and Milwaukee are going to not wind up with any snow this time around. But other areas, especially 97.9 FM WGBD in Green Bay. Welcome. Good morning to you all, and thanks for tuning us in. I guarantee you, you won't be sad for having done that. I'm excited about having you guys on board and getting an opportunity to hear what it is we do here on a daily basis. And good morning also to 98.3 FM WISS in Oshkosh. I'm sure you guys are probably getting a lot of snow, you know, and because you guys are further north. But I'll tell you, here in Milwaukee, in Waukesha and Milwaukee, I'm only speaking for myself. I'm glad there is no snow. Anyway, let me make this announcement before we get started. $1 million advertising giveaway. We're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media Network radio stations. And we're doing something big to celebrate. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Save the date, Thursday, January 26th. You'll be able to fill out an application for a piece of our giveaway and your chance to work with Civic Media sales team to create a radio advertising campaign promoting your business across our network for free. The $1 million advertising giveaway starts 9 a.m. only on Thursday, January 26th. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and be part of the conversation happening there. Some rules apply. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/millions. And be sure to let everybody know You heard about the $1 million advertising giveaway on the Earl Ingram Show. So listen, I've got a lot of things that we'll be talking about this morning. And I want to begin by, where is it at? Okay. I've been around a little while. Some say I'm 3 days older than dirt. I don't know. I argue with them. I'm not quite 3 days older than dirt. More like 5 days older than dirt. But anyway, I'm old enough to remember when you could smoke cigarettes everywhere, on airplanes, in grocery stores, in movie theaters, in hospitals. It did not matter. In funeral parlors. Just think about the absurdity of what things used to be. And people had rights to smoke cigarettes in church. Yeah, that used to happen in my lifetime. And probably in many of your lifetimes. And you just think now and you wonder, how could that have happened? Knowing what we know now about tobacco and about the scourges of cigarette smoking. And, you know, it wasn't just the fact the person who was smoking the cigarette. You know, I used to smoke. And I think back now, how could I have done that? Right? But you had no, you know, everywhere you looked, television, everywhere, they act, the movies, smoking cigarettes. I used to see football players. The Kansas City Chiefs quarterback at that time, I'm trying to think of his name, Len Dawson, would be sitting on the bench, a pro football player, smoking a cigarette when the defense was on the field. I mean, that's how delusional our society was. And yet, you would think that that's something that's bygone and very well put to rest, and it should be, you know, remain in the archives of when we as a society did not know any better. But lo and behold, this is why I don't understand Republicans and conservatives. There's actually a push by some Republicans to allow cigarette smoking again in places that are closed in. You know, there's something wrong. You took away our rights. Listen, even if you smoke cigarettes, you know, the people who made the decisions long ago, I don't know, how long has it been now? 20 years maybe or longer that you can't smoke cigarettes in closed-in facilities? And it wasn't for any reason other than the studies had already proven that secondhand smoke was impacting those who did not smoke. And I've been an advocate and a person who has argued and will do it until the final breath in my body. Your rights as an individual should never trump the rights of the majority of the people under any circumstances. So the fact that somebody can argue about their civil rights to be able to smoke in buildings again, understanding or challenging whether or not the impact of that impacts everybody is insane to me. And yet, Republicans have come up with this in 2023, and some of them are fighting to bring back smoking in closed facilities. How crazy is that? You know, can't they find something of value to have a discussion about? I mean, what does it take? I mean, you have to be a troglodyte. You have to be a knuckle-dragging person to now bring up, well, we want to start smoking in buildings again. Why wouldn't somebody tell this person who's bringing this up and then got buy-in from others? This is Congress. And then got buy-ins from others that we'll take this up. I don't understand that at all. It makes no sense whatsoever. And yet people always say to me, Earl, you are so opposed to conservatives and Republicans. Why? This is why. For heaven's sakes, if you are elected to Congress or the Senate, or for heaven's sakes, even a school board seat, and the best you can do is come up with an argument with all the things going on that need to be fixed in our society. And the best thing you can come up with is, hey, Connor, I think we need to be allowed to smoke again in the buildings. What? Come on, man. What is that? And yet somebody elected those people. I don't understand it. I never will. It makes no sense whatsoever. And maybe the fact that the tobacco lobby has gotten a hold to some people in Congress and in the Senate. There's no doubt. You know, when we think back about how much money the tobacco companies were making, we don't see it because we don't see people smoking anywhere near as much as they once did in this society. But you know what we don't see also? Is that they've been able to ply their trade in third world nations and other places. And so they just took their business all over the world. And so less Americans are smoking cigarettes, but all over the rest of the world, those people are being poisoned by the very same thing that brought about the in-house ban of cigarette smoking. And the fact that there are people, and unfortunately, I know some poor souls who are still smoking cigarettes. It's not an easy thing to overcome. But certainly you ought to get to a point in life. The older we get, wisdom should be able to step in. Not always, because age doesn't always represent wisdom. You know how I know? There's Ron Johnson and Donald Trump and a whole lot of other folk who you know, have some age, but certainly lack wisdom. Man, how can anybody in their right mind talk about bringing smoking back indoors? 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 37. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for snow showers, lows level off around 26. High temperatures reach up to 30. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow tonight with another inch Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
@844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. I want to welcome to the studio Mr. Don Brown. He is on, my colleague, and he's on Saturday mornings. And what's the name of your show again?
This Week in Waukesha.
This Week in Waukesha.
Thanks for having me, Earl.
Yeah, thank you. And so you guys were just on the line. Call back. I'm not done talking about this subject just because we've got done here. Doesn't mean we won't take your call. So call back, 844-967-2789. So, Don, you heard me talking about you're a former elected official.
That's correct.
Can you help me understand how a preposterous idea, like allowing people to smoke again in buildings, comes up, and yet there are people who say, yeah, well, I'm going to support done on that. That sounds like a great idea to me. So you're a former parlor trickster,
statesman. I prefer.
but I mean, come on, man. What is that?
To me, that's the big money trying to drive the politics, and that's why the people need to pay attention and get more involved, because this shouldn't even see the light of day.
Well, see, that's why I call it politics.
Yeah.
When you say big money driving the politicians,
right?
That's politics. So you tell somebody one thing in a representative government, I vote for you. I vote for you to look out for me, not for big money that then controls you. That's why I say politics. And that's why it's hard for me to say statesman when we have people who knowingly that's taking place. And you know, it's hard for me to see that. And I wonder sometimes, and I think a lot of times it's because the American people are so busy in their own lives that they don't see this. They can't, or they don't want to believe that our government is situated in that manner.
You know, if I'm one of those Democrats on the other side of the aisle, because I'm assuming it's the Republicans that are reintroducing this.
And so why are you assuming it's Republicans?
Me?
Yeah.
Well,
you're right, by the way.
But I'm maybe more opposed to the new Republicans because I grew up in a Republican family. Jack Kemp was my congressman. He was a conservative, but he also had a conscience.
Yeah, well, I remember.
He wanted to integrate the schools. You know, he knew as a former entertainer, the value of an inclusive workplace.
Well, so, I remember Jack Kemp as a quarterback for the Denver Broncos.
I mean, the Buffalo Bills. Careful, Earl.
But anyway, go ahead.
But I'm almost tempted, if I'm one of these Democratic legislators, of like just entertaining them and saying, okay, fine, then give us better employee wages. Give us better, because guess what? We're all going to have to pay for the increased health care cost that we decreased or minimized by taking smoking out of the workplace, out of public buildings, essentially really out of our inside indoor lives.
Yeah, but my thing
and outdoor
is,
even in some
my
venues.
Thing is, why is it even a discussion?
Right. Haven't these people lost a family member to cancer? I mean, most of us have, or other health issues. My mother-in-law died way too young because she was a smoker, and even though she quit 5 or 6 years ago, she had COPD. It's one of these, you know, the horses left the barn.
Right.
And so sometimes it is too late if you've been smoking a long time. And so even with the vaping, it's like in a short time, you're seeing these very serious health issues,
you know,
among our young people.
You know, I'm going to have Jim Santeel on, another colleague, later on in the show. And, you know, he was a former U.S. attorney, U.S. attorney.
A federal attorney
appointed by then President Barack Obama. And I'm going to ask him how, you know, you look at these kinds of things that should have been buried, right?
Yeah.
You know these things are not good for people.
No.
You know, we knew the vaping, the impact of it. As a matter of fact, they went back about 2 years ago. They basically were trying to cut vaping off, and it looked like they had done a good job of it because they were targeting children.
Yeah.
And they did the research to know that vaping is dangerous.
Yeah.
How come it's still there?
Yeah. You know, I
how come it's still there?
Yeah. Oh, I know. Well, I also encourage everyone to see that miniseries, Dope Sick. I forget which channel it's on, but it was all about the Oxy crisis and how corporate America was pushing this down consumers' throats.
Right.
And we had this national, I mean, a lot of lives were taken. A lot of lives were ruined, destroyed as a result. And cigarettes, as we know, are very addictive. Maybe not as addictive as Oxy, but addictive enough to ruin lives.
And so here's what...
And increase costs.
Well, here's what most people don't know about why cigarettes were so addictive. They actually put an addictive agent on the tobacco.
Yeah.
The tobacco producers put a chemical, a drug, on the cigarettes. This is factual.
Sure.
Look it up. Don't take my word for it. All those years, they addicted people to this product.
Right.
And we had elected officials who knew it.
Yeah.
Hey.
And honestly,
come on, man.
It's one of my reservations about marijuana legalization, because my fear is that big tobacco or the brewers will get on top of it. And they'll come up with the next nicotine to put into over-the-counter marijuana or whatever that is. And so it's like, again, everyone's got to pay attention. People have the power more than they know, but they don't, because they're either apathetic or they don't think they can make a difference. But even just a few individuals can make a difference, especially on an issue like this.
Well, you know, Don, I think what it is people trust.
Yeah.
We trust so much, and we trust the business entities. We trust our elected officials. And we expect people to do the right thing. I got to go to a break. Tom, I see you. We'll get you on the other side. 844-967-2789. You're tuned in to The Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. There's a financial showdown brewing on Capitol Hill, with the Treasury Department expected to confirm today the country's reached its debt ceiling. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Republicans who control the U.S. House, and particularly those who demanded concessions from Kevin McCarthy before he became Speaker, say they want promises Washington will cut its expenses before raising the debt limit.
President Biden visits storm-ravaged California today, where flooding has damaged Pam Banks' home in Calaveras. She's looking for aid.
I've already filled out something for FEMA. We weren't accepted in FEMA yet.
Two EMS workers who strapped a man down before he suffocated are scheduled to make a court appearance in Springfield, Illinois today. Earl Moore Jr.'s mother, Rosina Washington.
They was wrong. They was wrong. And because of what they did, I no longer have my son. My son can't tell me he loved me no more. I can't tell him that no more.
They've been charged with first-degree murder. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnier with your headlines. Don't expect the price of your morning omelet to come down anytime soon. Egg prices have gone through the roof, with historic highs of $8 to $9 a dozen for specialty eggs. Much of the reason the avian flu that decimated flocks across the country, especially in the Midwest, exposure to that avian flu resulted in the deaths of 3.3 million chickens in Wisconsin. One-tenth of the chicken population in the country has been destroyed in the past year. Egg producers are trying to repopulate their flocks, but say it will take time. The owners of Northwoods Timber must pay more than $1 million in back wages and civil penalties for lying to workers from Mexico and Central America about where they'd work and how much they'd get paid. The Madison U.S. Attorney's Office says Alfredo and Patricia Aguilar pleaded guilty to one count of fraud. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Same number. My guest is Mr. Don Brown. He is the host of
This Week in Waukesha.
You can catch him on Saturday mornings at what time?
8 a.m.
8 a.m.
Right before Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel.
Who will be joining me at 9 o'clock. Let's bring Tom from L.A. on. Hey, Tom, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. Thank you for waiting. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Dan, I have a question for you.
Don, I apologize.
Right.
Okay, no problem.
No, that's okay, Don. Don, my question is, why is it that people who get out of office aren't out there with a blowhorn and out there screaming and setting up YouTube pages and everything and talking to the media about the problem of money and politics. Yeah. I just don't get it. I mean, if I was Mandela Barnes right now,
yeah,
I would be getting on every show possible. I'd be getting on everything there is because you know the corporate media is not going to talk about it. Most of this country does not even know what Citizens United was.
Yeah.
Most of this country does not know what, Bilotti versus,
Lego.
You know what I'm talking about. The Supreme Court cases from Reagan.
Yeah.
It's like, so I guess what I'm hoping for with your show is that you will actually, because being a politician that had to raise money, and I'm guessing it was after Citizens United, that I hope you get out there and you start waking up people, because to me, woke means that the billionaire donors control everything and they don't want anyone to be woke. To be able to find out exactly what's really going on. So they do things and they throw other issues in place. So therefore the billionaire class can continue to run out with our money, like the U-Lines and Wendell Hendricks. And
the U-Lines moved to Wisconsin.
I really want to see. Well, I'm from Wisconsin.
Okay,
who knows in the future, you never know. But But I mean, to me, all that happened with even the big the uprising was that the politicians just waited out the people that were out from the Capitol, because the billionaire class was going to take care of them anyway in terms of the commercials they were going to play and everything like that. And the American people are just being sold a bit of goods. And I just really hope that you, as a politician, really start yelling about. Past politician really yell about money in politics because that's the biggest problem.
So Tom,
and we're never going to get there.
Yeah. So
all right, Tom,
great question.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the call.
My quick response is that I didn't choose to leave office. I was forced to leave because of redistricting after the census and was very hot about that, obviously. And questions still remain out there as to some of the motivations behind it, or if it really was because of, but in any event, I got to meet Mike Crute, now Civic Media, and have this opportunity on Saturday mornings. And I like to say in Waukesha, woke is spelled WAUK, walk radio. And we pronounce it walk. But I absolutely, and that's why my show's been a platform to talk about local issues as well as some national ones. But all politics is local. And so this has been an opportunity. I feel like I have a larger constituency now than just in my district and reaching out to more people and engaging with other great citizens like Earl and like Jim Santel and Kristen Bry and some of the others that are part of our, and I agree we do. And that's the purpose of this, the civic media mission that I believe is to empower the people. And let's focus on the local issues, the things that unite us so that when we get back to that national discussion, we can say, okay, what are the things that we all agree on? We want a good future for our children. It was like Kennedy's famous American University speech. We inherit the same earth, we breathe the same air, we cherish our children's future, and we all are mortal. It's like, boy, if those tenets are one things we can all agree on, like, let's build a better nation around that, and let's kick the big money out.
So let me turn the page, man, because this is a subject that Sandy and I spend a lot of time talking about, and that's what's happening in Russia and Ukraine. And so as I was preparing for the show, hey, let's do this, Cutter. As I was preparing for the show, I looked at this article. And before we do that, let's go to Robert. Good morning to you, Robert. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning. I'd say it's not surprising that they want to put smoking back indoors.
Robert, man, I finally, how did you find me this time around? We used to talk a lot, and it's good to hear your voice again, but go ahead.
Oh, thanks. Recently I found out about a JR-15. So last February, a gun manufacturer thought it was a real bright idea
to come out with basically a junior version of an AR-15 for children.
Right, I remember.
And I was talking to my wife about it. She thought it was a parody or a joke because the literature on it says American family values, and the way this thing is marketed is just like they were trying to market the vaping to children. There were colorful cartoons on the literature and on the documentation with the weapon. And, you know, in this day and age, with everything that's going on, just with the last few weeks with the children, with the shootings, with bringing gun to school, you just can't wrap your mind around, like, what are these people thinking? How are you supposed to negotiate with some of these characters in Congress or at the state level when their rationale and their thought process is, oh, yeah, this seems like a good idea. So it doesn't surprise me at all that they want to smoke indoors.
I mean, it's not funny, but these are the same people who have now put Marjorie Taylor Greene, gave her an assignment on Homeland Security. Of all people, somebody who believed in, you know, the attack on January 6th and supported that, and you put her on the committee for Homeland Security. I mean, I always say it because, you know, there are people who keep telling me I'm anti-Republican. And why do I not, you know, I got a problem with Republicans. Yeah, I have a problem with stupidity. And to put somebody like Marjorie Taylor Greene on, you know, Homeland Security, number one, she doesn't, and it's not even just because she's a MAGA person that pokes her chest out and says, yeah, I'm MAGA. But the fact that she has no experience whatsoever in a situation and a position as important as Homeland Security to stick her there just shows no common sense, right? So my issue is not that I don't like Republicans. It's the stupidity that you see openly. I mean, really, man, it makes no sense.
Yep. A real estate agent isn't a good background for Homeland Security. I hear a dentist. A dentist is a great background for the DNR. Have a good day, Earl.
Hey, thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you very much, Robert. I appreciate it. So, you know, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. You know, and I get it, you know, that Republicans, you know, who they are. They are now in charge of Congress. So, but anyway, let me go back to this conversation about don't let Russia become a superpower again. Again, Republicans. Who are they talking to?
Right.
The United States can't prevent Russia from becoming a superpower.
Especially when the Republicans are enabling them.
Yes. Well, but they are that.
Yeah.
They have the most nuclear weapons. They've got more than we do. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it doesn't matter, but they do, even though theirs are a little more outdated than ours. You can't say, don't let them become a superpower again. Who are we as a nation to say to the second most powerful nation on earth,
you can't do that.
And publicly.
Right.
I don't understand. As the people who are saying these things in positions of leadership and power, you know, it's not like Don and I, you know, we're here locally in Waukesha and we can make a few statements. But nationally, to make those kinds of statements, if I'm a Russian and in leadership and in power, and I hear that,
I'm like, where do you get the ego?
Man, I'm saying what I'm going to do is I'm going to say the United States is, that's a provocation to me. Am I seeing that the wrong way?
Well, especially with the wrong guy in charge of the Kremlin there.
Yeah.
You know, that Putin's got a lot of machismo, and he does that a lot to us. He asserts that, you know, what do you want to call it? But
yeah, but here's the deal, man.
We don't like that.
The Russian people determine who their leaders
exactly.
are.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, we hope.
Well, I mean, we determine who our leaders are.
Right.
Right? So Russia has a right to determine if they want Putin to be their leader. Then they have a right to that.
But I would question that only because, you know, as our good friend Matt Flynn says, Russia's now has been an oligarchy, you know, ever since the whole. And so,
well, I know about oligarchy.
So whether or not people are really, you know, their votes count is one thing, and.
Isn't that a question in this country?
Okay, we got to work that out too. Yeah.
Well, but we can't, if we can't work it out in our own nation and get it fixed in our own nation. What's the old axiom? People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones.
Oh, sure.
Listen, man. I'm not anti-American, but I'm pro-truth. Mm-hmm. And so when we start making statements like, we can't let them become a superpower again.
Yeah.
You know, why would you even make that statement? What's the purpose of that statement?
Right.
Right? And so these are the kind of things, man, that always make me stop and say, hey, man, this is arrogance.
It's okay to think that, but to say that, you know, publicly what you want to say is, hey, we want more balance in the world. We want more, you know, global security. We want, you know, that's the way you say... You know what I mean? There's a way to articulate that without, you know, swatting the bear in the butt. Hitting the bee's nest.
My thing is, why are we even talking about that?
Okay, right.
There's enough things going on. So there's also now, because here's what has happened. So Russia has now started arming Iran. It's new. People don't know it. They're sending them jets, and they're building a relationship with Iran and China. So, because Russia feels threatened by what the United States is doing.
Oh.
And so they have reached out to create partnerships with China and Iran.
Yeah.
And the three of those nations are going to be joining forces because— none of the three of them, the two of them, three of them, Iran, China, or Russia, can deal with America militarily, individually.
Yeah.
But collectively. And so we really have to be careful about things that we say. And our leaders.
Let the professionals handle that.
Yeah, but this is why.
Not our legislators.
Well, this is why, who are the professionals?
Well,
Congress, the Senate?
As opposed to the Marjorie Taylor Greene, her name, the real estate agent.
She's a congresswoman.
Right, but she's now in charge. She's now on that National Security Committee or whatever that is. And that's, you know, an intelligent person getting that assignment would say, okay, let's listen to our experts at NATO. Let's listen to our joint chiefs. Let's, you know, like, let's take advantage of the resources available and then form an intelligent opinion and not one that's just going to get voted.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 37 this afternoon. Under overcast skies, winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance of snow showers. Lows dip down to about 26. Overcast skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 30. A dusting of snow tonight with another inch Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Show, you know, always 844-967-2789, Texas, that same number. Let me make this announcement once again. We're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, and we're doing something big to celebrate. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Save the date, Thursday, January 26th. You'll be able to fill out an application for a piece of our giveaway and your chance to work with the Civic Media sales team to create radio advertising campaign promoting your business across our network for free. The $1 million advertising giveaway starts at 9 a.m. only on Thursday, January 26th. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram and be part of the conversation happening there. Some rules apply. For details on the website, civicmedia.us/million. And be sure to let everyone know you heard about the $1 million advertising giveaway on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, here's another issue that I've been talking about for a long time and you guys just got through dealing with here in Waukesha, but it's a national issue where Republicans across this nation have gone into school boards and organized and were told to run for school board seats with the intent and purpose of controlling what is taught in schools. And I said before, The insanity of that is how can somebody who does not understand education, I don't care if you have a degree in something, you've got a degree in science, not science, but you've got a degree in business. Does that mean you know what it takes to educate children? No. No, your degree is in business. People who educate children are trained in the way of educating.
And our board's not listening to them. A lot of these boards aren't listening to our teachers.
Well, why would they?
Well,
they've got, I mean, from the perspective of their agenda.
Sure.
The people who joined the board is not to listen
to them. They don't care. Yeah,
they disagree with what the teachers have been teaching.
So, you know, as you know, there was this resolution that was approved, but it's probably not going to go anywhere. You know, Jim Santel is going to talk about this on my show eventually, that legally, I don't think any of that's enforceable about, you know, teachers not being allowed to use certain pronouns for certain students or, you know, and then this board here in Waukesha also wants to focus on the books that our libraries have in our schools. And the great irony
but that's across
what's ridiculous.
The nation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But
no, that's across
sure,
the nation.
But let me finish. There's reading scores are down, not only in our schools, but statewide. And so our board wants to focus on censoring books that are going into schools. Is that going to help raise reading scores? As well as attack our teachers' efforts to provide a more inclusive environment, because one thing we're seeing our corporate friends doing is they're becoming more profitable by having more inclusive cultures. And so why can't we do that in our schools? And what, you know, you're right. It's like the board doesn't care. They got their agenda and they're going to ram it down our throats.
But Don, I mean, this is a plan that has just now reached Waukesha. It's across the nation.
Oh, sure.
A couple of years ago, they crafted this on a national scale.
Right.
And so I understand everything it is you're saying, but this is across the nation, and that's why it's so insidious.
Yeah.
And they have been able to put people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Boebert on school boards. And not only have they put them on school boards, they put them in Congress.
Yeah.
So it's a master plan.
Sure.
That is starting to gain some mustard. And that's where it's frightening. It is.
Yeah. You know, it's, I think at the highest levels, it's a lot of ne'er-do-wells that came into money with too much time in their hands and trying to protect their turf as well as get more turf. And what they're not recognizing is that they're affecting the future.
They don't care about that.
They're affecting our ability to do business. So there was a group that started in Milwaukee. I forget the name, but it's a bipartisan group of business owners that are appealing for common sense, because they're recognizing that this really scary vitriol is affecting our ability to do business and to grow our economy here in the metro Milwaukee area. And so, again, these are Republicans, even conservative Republicans and Democrats, moderate and liberal alike, that own businesses that have their fingers on the pulse of growing, you know, local economies. And they're all in agreement that this has to stop.
So let me say,
let's focus on common sense.
So in the coming week or so, I'm going to have a Miss Erica Payne. She's a multimillionaire.
Okay.
Who started the Patriotic Millionaires Group. Okay. She wrote a book, How Lies, Loopholes, Tax, and Lobbyists Make the Rich Even Richer. Tax the rich. And so this is what's at the root of all of these things, right? I mean, we have to be able to see that this is a sinister plot that unfortunately has drawn in average everyday working people.
Yeah.
Who think that they're part of this wealthy group of people who,
right, they think they're in the club and they're not. Right. Yeah. And that's the frightening thing. Yeah.
Yeah. They really do think they're in the club, and clearly they're not. So,
right.
But anyway, man, we got to get out of here.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Earl.
To a break. Thank
Always
you.
Great. And you got to come on my show one of these Saturdays. So
all you have to do is invite.
You got open invite.
Okay. And so we'll be joined by Mr. Jim Santel. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Sounds great. Thanks again, Earl.
Can't you decide how you mesmerize? Do you know which side you're standing? 'Cause when it falls, don't take us all. Gotta know what we're demanding. I never lie. Can't you hear the cry coming from on high? When to get to die?
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.